Welcome to the Tiferet Study Group. Please make sure that you have completed your rituals before continuing on. As we continue to journey through the Sephira in the tree, it is important to now complete as many blank trees as you can that support the concepts, correspondences, and experiences you are having. Be sure to familiarize yourself with the key correspondences for each sphere, particularly the ones you resonate with the most deeply. Remember also to continue working with your partner or partners on a regular basis. Tiferet translates to beauty. The virtues of Tiferet are the devotion to the great work, nurturing and compassion supported by reverence. The vices of Tiferet are false pride and false energy. These energies resonate through the negative aspects of the ego, and it becomes very important now to be aware of the negative ego's influence on our actions and our thoughts. The ritual of Tiferet, which will be provided for you, helps us to recognize our personal responsibility. It makes us personally accountable as we move forward and connect to our part of the great work. I'd like to speak to you for just a moment about the order of angels. The Malachim, the kings. This order works specifically with Archangel Raphael. They are the healing and life-bringing angels. They work with the elementals and the elemental kings. They also connect closely with Malkut and the beings that work in Malkut. This is significant because this is one of the Sephira's few connections with Malkut. Tiferet is directly connected with every Sephira on the tree except with Malkut. So it makes a partial connection through the order of angels. It is the balancing point of creation itself. Here we work with the energy not only of the lower self, the personality or negative ego that we want to eliminate, but also the higher aspect of the self, the individuality or the positive aspect of the ego, for spiritual development. It's about individuality and personality coming into balance in Tiferet so that we can move up and connect with the true self, finally connecting with the divine, with God. So how do we balance the energies in working with Tiferet? Here we neutralize the energies within the tree, creating the vibrations of as above, so below. Use it. This is the spider. The web we weave goes up and down the tree, catching ideas and concepts as we cast out certain energy and move ahead with others. We balance the negative and positive aspects of the ego within our lives, working with the energies that we didn't even know we needed for our growth. The web catches energies that we didn't even know were there as we focus on our growth. In Tiferet, we work with the issues we thought we had addressed or issues that we buried. Tiferet energy is the energy of the child from about 0 to 8 years old. This is a delicate vibration. We work with the old fears, patterns, and wounds. We also deal with the healing energies of Malkut, specifically with that child within us. There are higher energies that exist in Tiferet as well, but we cannot get to them until we clear out the stuff in the lower part of the tree. We are constantly working with our core issues in Tiferet so that we can heal them and walk on our path. Our physical experiences are seated in Malkut, but the other Sephira are connected to that energy as well, just in different forms and in different degrees. the issues we work with are not coming from the sephira that we are experiencing, but that aspect we are healing is coming up while we are in the sephira. Tiferet brings to light traumatic childhood experiences and raises them into consciousness so that we can heal those wounds as empowered adults. As you identify relationship triggers and do your inner child work, allow your higher self to help you identify and help you shift your core issues. As an adult, it is our responsibility to heal that inner child. The inner child has specific requirements in this healing process. Number one, safety. Number two, it needs to be heard. I will remind you at this point to be sure you are working with the pattern on the trestle board. Make sure that you do this ritual facing yourself in the mirror, going first from 0 to 10, and then back from 10 to 0. As you continue your meditations this month, make sure that you are focusing on that life force energy from father and mother and opening up each chakra. As an adult, we can identify with the wounding of our child. Because we suppressed it, we couldn't act on something because of this child's wounding. This month, write about those things. Keep a journal. The inner child is helping us, giving something that we may not know, may not have understood as a child. But it's bringing us back to that space now so that we can heal it. Please take advantage of the meditation provided for this sphere, and then keep an active journal of your experiences. We can get answers very often by communicating with our inner child. This inner child knows a lot, and its answers are simple and direct. It has no attachments or aggravations as we do as adults. It comes from a place of connection with God. The inner child is innocent and forgiving. This is the part of yourself that is totally clean and clear to work with, and the work becomes easy, simple, and clear as you work with your inner child on a daily basis. So, what is the great work? It is fulfilling your life's purpose, your contracts with God. Homework for this month, in addition to your meditations and keeping your journal, is to answer the five questions. Who am I? What am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going? What is my purpose? In order to fully integrate the energies of Tiferet, we must be able to come clean and address these questions. Who am I? Know thyself. Identify who you are. In order to do so, you must be an active participant in your healing process. It changes day to day, depending on what energy I bring in. But there is a core place within each of us that helps us identify the who I am question. Work with your partner. Work to face and say each affirmation in your partner's eyes. Identify which aspects are true. Remember the onion analogy, peeling away the layers of our wounds and attachments. When we finally get to the heart, when we find there's another onion, we peel those layers away and get to the heart of that onion, where we then find another onion and begin the process of peeling away. Kabbalah helps us in casting away the onions whole, being finished with the layers of the onions and the healing more quickly so that we can go deeper and deeper and deeper, growing more and more and more as we shift out of the multiple issues. So identify and remove the core issues, those onions. This is part of our process in studying the tree. The Masters of Light did this same thing with the added experience of ascending each Sephira. What am I? We answer this question in our initial process of initiation into the ancient lineage. Kabbalah brings that vibration into the flesh for us to truly understand what we are. Where do I come from? Again, addressed in initiation. What is your lineage? Where am I going? This is understanding in terms of the journey itself. And it's cool because it gets to last for as long as we choose, even the full length of our 100 years here on Earth, or more for some of us. What is my purpose? The great work. But we have to address this one piece at a time. Relationships show us who we are. This is the mirror idea, right? It shows us the essence of who we are, and without relationships, we don't have the experience of mirrors. Relationships help us connect with our deeper self and exemplify our growth to eternity. The ripple in the water effect. We must be aware of who we are so we know we are affecting the space around us. We either create chaos or light on this planet. Journal on what your life would look like if you were producing at 100% of your capacity right now. Describe it, make a picture of it. Work with Archangel Raphael. Heal something within yourself consciously. Call him in and ask him to help you understand what you need to do to heal. Work with the specific relationships in your life. We worked with the truth about these things, but here are the major wounding your inner child has experienced and how it is impacting every single relationship in your life. Work with your inner child and what your inner child needs to heal so that you, as an adult, can feel loved and accepted. Identify the cross you have chosen to bear. Every wounding contributes to your cross. How heavy is it? What does it look like? If something is not serving you, why are you holding on to it? If it's not serving you well, let it go. It is just drama. When we let go of the drama, when we let go of the wound, the cross will be lifted from us. Tone the name of Tiferet. Tetragrammaton Eloah Vadat. This helps us integrate our sacred self within our being. On a sheet of butcher paper, approximately 20 feet long, map out a timeline of life. Anything significant that has happened in your life from the ages of 0 to 8, draw it out, write it down. When you do this, you will begin to identify patterns, wounds, that have impacted you every step of the way. You will then begin to eliminate those patterns to let them go. As always, please post your questions and ideas in the comments. I am excited to see where your journey takes you this month.